Ghosts, an image after death. Nigel Baker writes, we are now close to the end of the second Christian millennium. As a species, our knowledge of the world and the wider universe has never been greater. We now know more about medicine and psychology than we ever have, and yet ghosts seem to be as far away as ever from our understanding, being those images, sounds, smells, and sometimes feelings that, to us, appear related to people, animals, and things that died or ceased to exist recently or centuries before. As a child, I had a terrified fascination for them. As a teenager, I stayed up late to watch horror films, but by my 30s, the supernatural seemed to lose relevance as I became involved in green politics and working in nursing. I saw people die on a fairly regular basis, and yet, why is it people like myself and many others experience things we cannot explain through mainstream rational thought? The traditional explanation for ghosts is that they are earthbound souls who are unable to enter the kingdom of heaven, usually for a bad deed they carried out whilst they lived, their inability to rest in peace being a punishment for this. Whilst I am prepared to consider the existence of an astral body or an immortal soul, a funny thing strikes me about virtually all the ghosts I ever heard of. They all wore clothes. Immortal souls, yes, but immortal socks, shoes, no. Why are some folk punished by staying around when others are not? What of cosmic injustices? Does the Almighty have an appeals procedure? I'm sorry if all this sounds flippant, but it just shows the problems involved if we start looking into this from a critical perspective. Many listening to the information will be thinking, skeptic, not so. I justify my belief in ghosts on two levels. First of all, the amount of people who have seen or experienced them. Since the beginning of recorded history, human beings have described seeing ghosts and continue to do so to this day. Now, some have been mentally ill and many are attention seekers, but the sheer volume of sightings leads me to the conclusion that people who see ghosts must see something. But what? I also believe because I've experienced strange things myself. A few years ago, I was working in a Brighton nursing home on the night shift. It was a large Victorian building with a basement. Occasionally, I or other members of staff would have to attend to residents in the basement. This was simple enough during the day, but at night a feeling spread over me I can't explain. I felt as though I was being followed, and yet when I turned around to see who or what it was, nothing was there. It was almost as though they had hidden in another room or doorway every time I turned around. There was a modern storage facility nearby, and when you walked in, the feeling stopped completely. It was as if the presence did not feel a need to go there or did not belong in this more modern place. So how do we explain all this? Put simply, I can't. Not in a simple, proper way. Although one thing springs to mind, film. On my shelf at home sits a copy of a video called A Tribute to Jim Morrison. Jim Morrison was the singer in the US band The Doors, surely everyone knows that, who died in 1971, and yet, with the help of a VCR, here he is as large as life on screen, and yet I can't talk or communicate with him in any way. Virtually all the ghosts I have heard of don't communicate or interact with their witnesses. As a rule of thumb, those that do tend to be hoaxes. Could it be that some kind of natural film or photographic process traps images or essences of human beings that can sometimes be triggered and observed by the living for centuries afterwards? Just as we give off sweat and tears, could it be we give other energies, and that a traumatic event like murder or suicide, sudden death, exudes this energy in such a rush that a photographic fingerprint is created. Perhaps one day we will know for sure, or perhaps our eerie fascination with what lies beyond our deathbed will always keep us nurturing a mystery which we do not wish to solve, lest the answer is one we can't accept.